In another era, we can imagine one of the shepherds telling his story this way. While I my sheep did watch one night, lo, there appeared an angel bright. Echo Carl.
While I my sheep did watch one night, lo, there appeared an angel bright. Oh, sing for joy, 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 joy. Praise be to God in heaven on high. Praise be to God in heaven on high. Born is the child in manger small, whom God hath sent to save us all. Oh, sing for joy, 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 joy. Praise be to God in heaven on high. Praise be to God in heaven on high. He has been sent from God above. He brings to man the gift of love. Oh, sing for joy, 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 joy. Praise be to God in heaven on high. Praise be to God in heaven on high. Praise be to God in heaven on high.
Tell you how many people reminded me that this is a sermonette. I'm not sure what that's really meaning, but that's where the sermonette comes in. Okay. The greatest story ever told actually has three parts to it. It has the birth, the life, and death and resurrection, the third part. Most of the year, we spend talking about the life of Jesus. And then at Easter time, we focus in on the death and resurrection of Jesus. And then, kind of backwards, but at the end of the year, at Christmas time, we focus on the birth of Jesus. And I just want to say that I think it's important that when it comes to these seasons and these celebrations, that we linger and stop to celebrate that event before we rush off to the other parts of Jesus' life. I know we want to do that, but as we focus on this first part of the greatest story, Jesus' birth, it is crucial to stop and ask these questions. Why a peasant girl? Why a shepherd? Why a magi from the east? Why a manger? Why a baby? Why Bethlehem? Why no room in the inn? This part of the story, the greatest story, is not only the greatest story, but is the most eccentric, the peculiar, strange, fantastical, extreme, unanticipated, astonishing, bewildering, startling, most awesome, glorious, beautiful, and thought-provoking story ever told. What is the meaning and purpose? Why this Christmas story? Why did Jesus enter the world as he did with the circumstances surrounding him? Yes, in this story, there is the message of the humble king, a message of sacrifice, a message and even a rebuke for those who love wealth and status and creature comforts. A message about what is true power. A message of making sure your heart is not so crowded that there is no room for Jesus. But if we were to just focus on one message, since it's a sermonette, one message, what would it be? Jesus was born to peasant parents in a cold, smelly, moldy, stinky, poop-filled manger for animals. Then greeted by lowly shepherds and later by three Gentiles. Then persecuted, bullied, and forced as refugees to a foreign land, only to later return to a sketchy town called Nazareth, where he worked as a blue-collar carpenter. Why? Was there no other way? No, there was no other way. This was the only way that Jesus could represent us all. In order for Jesus to represent all of us, every single one of us, he had to walk in the shoes of all peoples. From the lowest of the low to the highest of the high. Kings, nobles, dignitaries, to the rich, middle class, the poor, from the refugee to the persecuted, from Gentiles to women, the homeless to the countryless. His message of hope and salvation is for everyone. Hebrews 4. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The greatest story ever told speaks of a love that covers all and includes all. If we were to just focus on one message this season, let it be this theme found in Ephesians 3. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. The Christmas story, once again, is to remind us and to demonstrate how wide, how long, how high, and how low the love of Christ will go to reach and to embrace and to cover everyone. Jesus is the hope of us all.
God and fragile baby, near a lonely manger.
Lord, gracious Lord, we are so privileged and honored to celebrate your birth and to sing about it and to worship and to speak of it. Lord, you could have come in a different way. You could have come in a more comfortable way or a more honorable way, but you chose to come the way you did because you did not want to exclude anybody. You wanted everyone to feel welcome and to feel included in this message, in the message of hope and the message of salvation. Thank you, dear God. Thank you and praise you. Because of what you've done, you represent us all. Now may we all approach the throne of grace with boldness. Fill us with joy and peace as we go from this place. We ask in the blessed and marvelous name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.